means one nation under God, indivisible.
Specific divine being.
Religious discrimination.
Rediscovering God in America.
I truly do believe it's a miracle.
One nation under God.
Power of faith.
Today we continue our series, Faith in America, in honor of this thankful week where we are thinking about both our communities and the faith required to keep going in the midst of this recession. We're looking at the interplay between faith and the American experience and the issues of church and state. How separate are they really in our country and in our political system? Just last year, Joshua Dubois was a 26-year-old Pentecostal minister. After serving as an aide for then-Senator Barack Obama, Joshua was named the religious affairs director for the Obama presidential campaign. And earlier this year, Joshua was one of the first political appointments in the administration when he was named the director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. It's been a busy year for him. But Celeste Headley and I caught up with Joshua last week, and I first asked Joshua why the faith-based initiative program, originally started under the Bush administration, was important enough for President Obama that he chose to continue it in his administration.
Well, you know, it's based in President Obama's fundamental idea that if we're going to address the challenges our country's facing, then we can't do it in Washington alone. Instead, what we have to do is connect with the real change agents, the individuals and families and community-based groups and faith-based groups that are across the country working at the bleeding edges of the challenges that we're facing. And that really is the job of my office, to be a connection point between the federal government and local groups so that we can better serve people in need.
Why single out faith-based religious institutions? I mean, don't we all have faith that if we work together and the government helps with leadership that we can solve problems?
Sure. Well, you know, President Obama believes that we need all hands on deck, both faith-based groups, community-based organizations, secular nonprofits as well. And my office works with all comers. Everyone from the Boys and Girls Club, which does not have a particular religious perspective, to religious denominations. They're all providing services that are meeting the needs of families who need help most, and we work with all of them.
So what do you do when conflicts come up, as in recently we had the Catholic Church threatening to pull all of its community involvement if we move forward with approval of gay marriage?
Yeah.
What do you do with faith-based initiatives that end up being in conflict with governmental policy?
Sure. Well, you know, we're a programming and policy office, and we stay out of the political realm, and we're happy to do that, quite frankly. We work with organizations that receive support from the federal government and also find non-financial ways to support local groups as well. So political challenges like the one that you raised, you know, are, I think, best handled by those politicians and elected officials who are there to handle those issues. And we simply work with the groups that are, you know, providing social services to those in need.
Well, Joshua, that sounds great. But to Celeste's point, what's then the measurement of your success, Joshua Dubois? How will we know at the end of this administration or the next one that you've done anything besides avoid a lot of tough issues and have a lot of lunches in a lot of churches?
Well, I think you look at the work that we're doing in 12 federal centers across government. For example, our office that we're coordinating at HHS, is at the Department of Health and Human Services, is equipping local groups, both faith-based and secular, to respond to the H1N1 crisis. Over at the Department of Homeland Security, our office there is working with local organizations to build their disaster response capacity so that the next time a disaster rolls around, a flood or a tornado, that local faith-based groups can be there to help provide services. So, you know, I know it's quite frankly sexier to engage in some of the hot-button political issues. We're far more focused on meeting the needs, the everyday needs of Americans across the country.
Well,
there are very specific ways to measure success.
I think that's the first time the Catholic Church has been called sexy.
Well, I don't know if I was calling the Catholic Church sexy. I'm just saying that to our friends in the media, some of the more hot-button issues are of greater focus.
Survival is certainly about keeping your head down in Washington. Now, you are a Pentecostal minister, right?
I'm an associate pastor at a small Pentecostal church, yeah.
In this new job, it seems to me your role changes quite a lot. I mean, in the old days in the parish, you're passing the plate, right? In this job, it seems like you are the plate.
Well, a couple points of clarification. We actually don't run any grant programs out of our office specifically. We let organizations know what other federal resources are available to them and how to apply for them. But there was a myth in the previous administration that there was this sort of big pot of money in the White House and for faith-based groups. And that's one of the things that we're seeking to clarify, is that, you know, our job is not just based in finances alone. In fact, one of our major new focuses is looking at the non-financial ways that we can strengthen local organizations organizations. How can we bring them together at the grassroots level? How can we share information that the federal government has that could be helpful to them? You know, there are limited numbers of federal discretionary grants, but lots of groups out there that want them. So realistically, we're going to have to find other ways to strengthen local or local organizations besides federal grants.
Well, you're a young, enthusiastic member of the administration, and I'm wondering, you know the story of Van Jones, right?
Yes, I know Van. Yeah.
And Van, of course, has been on this program many times and was really taken down by an initiative in the media to really take some events from his past and kind of run him through the muck, and he ended up resigning. I'm wondering if there's a feeling out there in the administration that you really do have to watch out for becoming a target. Do you worry about that yourself?
It's not something I worry about, no. I mean, you know, I'm just taking the cues from this president, who I've been honored to work with for a while, and, you know, we're legitimately focused on the issues that Americans are facing day to day, and we've got enough on our plates to handle with those issues, before we begin sort of fretting about some of the, some of the political terrain out there. So I certainly understand the concern that you're raising, but it's not something that I really think about.
Do you think you're a target?
I couldn't speak to that. I don't think so. But I'm just focused on doing my work.
All right, Joshua Dubois. Good luck to you, Executive Director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. So thank you very much, and thanks for talking with us this holiday season.
No problem. Have a great Thanksgiving.
And thanks to all of the people who've talked with us on our faith-based series. Our week-long Faith in America series continues one more time tomorrow with a conversation on whether a belief in God is essential to having faith. We'll talk with humanist chaplain Greg Epstein, author of Good Without God, and Douglas Wilson, an evangelical pastor whose defense of Christianity can be seen in the documentary Collision.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.